Reed, here at Commodity Classic, you have a lot of folks stopping by to talk with representatives from AgriLiquid. When they leave your booth, what do you want them to take back to their home farm with them?
Well, I think, you know, with the climate that we're in agriculture here, I think that they just need to understand that they can do things differently than they have done in the past, whether that's different application methods, utilizing different technologies, broadening the nutrient spectrum that they're using, maybe not just focus on N, P, and K only. Check out a blend that's doing secondary and micronutrients, make sure that that whole fertility program is balanced. I think those three things are the most important to just assess for each guy's program and try to change that as we're moving forward.
How can you help them to make that happen on their farms?
Well, the first thing that we like to do is start with a soil test. And I know that that's getting more and more popular nowadays. We've been talking the soil test theory for a long, long time. We need to understand where you're starting off with. What's that base fertility in that soil? Where do we need to assess? What do we need to change to get you to that next level? So for sure, starting with soil tests, but you know, again, assessing that whole operation, how are we putting these nutrients out? Can we change the timings to make things more efficient and affect that overall 4R message, right place, right time, right amount, those types of things.
And every farm, every acre is unique.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's really where that soil test comes in. And there's so many more things that a soil test can tell you than just the levels of nutrients. I can really get an idea of how those nutrients behave and how efficient they are based on other numbers even on that soil test. And so the relationships between these nutrients is just as important as the nutrient levels. So understanding that and being able to manage across that whole spectrum of nutrients is very important.
It's no secret, everybody's talking about it. The ag economy is in a pretty tough spot right now, and farmers are really trying to keep that pencil sharp. So talk to me about how AgriLiquid can help those farmers with risk management to make sure that that seed, that valuable seed that they put in the ground, can be all that it can be.
Well, two things there. I think, for one, there's plenty of technology out there in the market that's going to make fertilizer more efficient. And so we're not asking to spend more money. We're looking to reallocate some of those dollars. Again, just focusing on that balance of nutrition. You know, again, a lot of times guys have thought about N, P, and K. Throw it out there in the fall or the early spring, set it and forget it, and take it to harvest. I think guys that can reevaluate that and go, hey, how can I shift up my timings? There's a lot of equipment right here at Commodity Classic that we're looking at that can change that application timing to where we can even delay that risk or delay that investment in that crop until, you know, we kind of know what that crop looks like established. And, hey, are we getting the rains that we're counting on? Those types of things. So rather than spending that dollar up front in the fall or in the spring and it's gone and wasted at that point, if we can make an in-season application, a foliar application, and delay some of that spending, it's not more money, it's the same money, but we're just reallocating it to different timings. That's important, and utilizing the technologies that we have available has opened that door.
You have a day of Commodity Classic trade show under your belt. What are farmers asking about? What are they talking about?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's concerned with the ag economy. There's no doubt about it. I mean, and guys are looking for solutions. I feel like the traffic has been better than ever. I mean, better than I've even seen in the last few years. And I think it's just a result of the fact that guys want to understand that they need to do things differently and they want to learn how to do that. And so I think just finding different ways to prosper is what guys are keying in on.
Okay, this is kind of an off-the-wall question, but we hear a lot about young farmers. I'm seeing a lot of multi-generational here. Are you getting different questions from different generations, or are they all pretty much targeted in on the same thing?
Well, I mean, I think the younger guys are for sure wanting to see what they can do different than the older generation did to make their farm more prosperous. And so, again, we attract that. But I see guys of all ages really trying to be progressive. And so I don't think that there's one individual group that's, you know, really trying to push that. I think just the economy in general is getting guys to think outside the box.
Okay. Anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
I definitely invite guys to take a look at our website. It's www.agroliquid.com. We've got all of our research, so all of the different application methods that I'm talking about here, we've tried those on our research farm as well as contract research sites throughout the United States. All that information is on that website as well as our product information, so it can tell you where can I put this out, when can I put this out. And so a lot of very good information as well as our contact information, so you can find out how to reach us in the market.